Herzlich willkommen zu deinem Podcast Vai Yoga for More Body, Mind and Soul Awareness. Schön, dass du eingeschaltet hast. Ich bin Jessica Dieterich und zusammen mit Isabel Panther steigen wir jeden Mittwoch tiefer in die Welt von Yoga ein. Die heutige Podcast-Folge ist das letzte Interview unserer exklusiven Podcast-Reihe, in der wir drei Yogis zu den Themen Pandemie, Physical Distancing, Ängste und Stress interviewt haben. In den letzten zwei Folgen gaben dir Melissa aus New York und Suzanne aus Dublin tolle Tipps, wie du mit deinen Ängsten oder innere Unruhe umgehen kannst. Heute ist Leslie aus Kanada zu Gast im Podcast. Sie erzählt dir von ihrem Alltag, wieso sie früher nie mit Yoga beginnen wollte und weshalb sie ihre Yogamatte mit ins Büro nimmt. Außerdem spricht sie ganz offen über ihre Ängste in der jetzigen Situation und erläutert dir, wie sie damit umgeht. Diese Folge ist auf Englisch. Auf YouTube findest du das Video zur Podcast-Folge mit deutschem Untertitel. Ich freue mich, mit dir diese Folge zu teilen. Hab ganz viel Spaß beim Hören.
Hello, Leslie. Thank you for joining us to the interview, to our podcast, Why Yoga. Thank you that you're here.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for asking me.
So we know each other from our teacher training with Megan Curry, and yeah, I thought to reach out and ask you how you're doing and how this pandemic crisis is going on in Canada, and yeah, talk a little bit about yoga and everything you do to keep yourself calm and centered. So I would like to start with, yeah, just be free to introduce yourself. Who are you and where do you live? What are you doing?
Sure. I'm Leslie. I live in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I'm originally from Nova Scotia, which is on the other side of Canada. And I've been here for about a year. And I work at an investment bank. So as of right now, we are an essential, well, we will always be an essential business, the banking industry. So I am still working. Mm-hmm. It's business as usual, except like it's very clearly not. they are working, probably about half of our office is working remotely as of right now. They've set up home access, but there's about 45,000 people that work for the company across the country. It's a national company. Yeah. So it's taking a very long time for additional requests. I know that I work for an investment advisor and he has had a request in for a couple weeks. My request has been in for 1 week now. So it's probably going to be another couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So now we're still going into the office. And we are still allowed to go into the office. The sanctions about what you can and can't do kind of vary across the country, depending on which province you're in. So as of right now, we can't have groups of more than 15 people, workplaces excluded. Mm-hmm. Last night, they said no, all non-essential businesses must be closed. So any like shopping, anything that is in the grocery store, pretty much. Restaurants are still allowed to do takeout and delivery only. I think it's actually curbside pickup, not takeout. Mm-hmm. And all of the parks are closed, the playgrounds. I live really close to mountains that people like to go to visit, and they closed all the parking lots for those because everyone was just going out to the mountains. And they were not social distancing because everybody was there because, you know, they feel they can't go out anywhere else. So they want to go get the great fresh air, of course, mm-hmm. but you're still surrounded by people, and the little villages and the smaller towns out there aren't set up for any sort of pandemic to reach them. So they were pleading for people to please stop coming to visit. And yeah. Yeah, the government just like I'm still working, but I know a lot of people that aren't working. that have been affected by this. And also the economy has been so greatly affected, which is another reason that I'm still working in the investment industry. You know, for us, Canada, like oil has been a really big thing, and that's like really dropping and really, really dropping the markets. And this city in particular, Alberta as a whole, this province, was very, very oil driven, and a lot of people are out of work, and they were already out of work. So it's definitely weird vibes in the city.
Yeah, can imagine.
Yeah.
But that was a really nice broad overview of the situation. Let's go deeper into the topic of yoga. Like, we met during our yoga teacher training. What drove you to start yoga, or how did yoga meet you? What is like your little story about it?
Well, I grew up a gymnast, and so I was always into moving my body in that way, and I competed competitively, and then I did cheerleading, and I broke my foot, so I stopped that. And then I found Pilates as a way to like work out from there. And then I kept saying that I didn't want to do yoga because I didn't want the mental and the spiritual aspect of it. Like, I just wanted to work out. And I had a friend who kept trying to get me to go. And then I was going, what actually brought me, like, I was dating somebody, we were having a rough week, we had a big fight, and I was like, okay, I will go to yoga with you.
Well,
I went to yoga, and I bought like a 30-day pass and started, and like after 1 week, I invited another friend to come with me to like a drop-in karma class, and she bought a pass. And so then the two of us bought a summer pass because we liked it so much. And then I became what was called a trade. So I worked 4 hours a week. Like, it was a hot yoga studio, so we had to clean the room and clean the showers and everything. And then I got free yoga. And on literally my second shift doing that, I met somebody who I, like, she's one of my best friends to date as well. And we just like connected. And then, so we were always going to yoga together and going out to drink after, like, you know, it was like a social thing. We got really involved in the community. The yoga studio did these 30-day challenges. And so that really kept everyone going. And it was such a nice opportunity to meet everyone. And I, of course, discovered that, like, I liked the mental aspect of it. It was a good release. Like, I remember people telling me about crying in yoga classes before. And I was like, oh, that'll never happen to me. And then, lo and behold, one day I'm just in pigeon. So I kept at that studio for a few years. I became a membership advisor as well with the girl that I traded with, Ailey. And then this studio was a really great studio, and I love it. However, it was similar to Bikram, and that it was kind of, it was the same sequence. It was a little more varied than Bikram. It's called Modo now. And I just, after like about 3 years of it, I decided to broaden my horizons, and I found some other studios and some other styles that were a little bit more, it gave me like the feeling of being a gymnast again, or the strength, or these other things that I could do that we just didn't do at this other studio, which was totally okay. But I was ready to spread my wings.
Yeah.
Try some other ones, and yeah, so I clearly loved it and all these other styles and teachers, and then I decided I wanted to do my training. So yeah, I think it's just coming up. It was April, right around the start of April, I believe, actually. So it'll be my 5 or 6 year anniversary of doing yoga. 2015, 5 year.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm expecting an email any day now. The studio.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that, like, at the beginning you didn't care about the mind stuff, because it was actually to me as well the same situation, more or less. Like, I started with yoga for practicing and doing something good for my body, but then gradually it came the mindfulness and the spirituality. And yeah, it's nice how it sometimes just happens. Yeah. So nice. Thanks for sharing. And now with this weird situation we have, that is actually a global problem, right? Like, everybody is like kind of suffering of not knowing what is next or how this is going to end. And I don't know how it is in your case, but for me, sometimes I really have fears, and I don't know, like, okay, what is going to be tomorrow, or what is in 1 month or in 2 months. And how are you dealing with those fears? What are you doing to keep yourself calm, to be grounded?
I definitely have a lot of those fears too. I get really frustrated about the fact that I'm still going into work, because I feel like I'm, you know, potentially exposing myself to all of these things. Yeah. And like, I don't know, because sure, we have distance between us, but like, you know, we're all using the same kitchen, we're all using the same elevators, we're all, and each of these people are connected to so many other people. Yeah. And one of my other big things is, I feel, since moving across the country, I can't help but feel like really alone here. My brother and sister are here, but they are quarantined because they went to California. Yeah. And they can't go out. And I wouldn't feel comfortable seeing them anyway, since I go to work every day. So I don't know what I would be bringing to them. Mm. But also, like, my parents are on the other side of the country, and they're older, and they're immunocompromised. Like, and my grandmother's quite sick, and like, I can't help but worry about them. You know, I'm on the phone with them calling them like, why did you go to Costco today? You didn't eat anything. Like, every single day I call them, I'm like, what did you do? Why did you go out? Because I'm not sure like what I can do if something happens to them, right? I can't. We actually, in Nova Scotia where they are, if I were to travel there, even though it's within the same country, I would be quarantined for 2 weeks. Like, no interprovincial travel is allowed there. So yeah, I try. Still working helps. Like, I have a routine.
Yeah.
My favorite yoga teacher at home has been offering live classes on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And that has been like really, really incredible for me. I'm like making time, because they disappear like every 24 hours. I make time to do it. You don't really have time to just like push it off. Mm-hmm. I have Aloe Moves as well, which I use for meditation. So there's so many amazing things on there too. But being connected to this person that makes me feel like home. Mm-hmm. I practiced with her for a solid year and a half before moving here. It has really helped. And I didn't normally, like, my workplace is one where people don't take lunches. They don't, you know, everyone eats at their desk and it's not great. But I do my yoga every morning at work, like probably around 10 a.m. I just like take a break. I go into an empty office and I do the yoga. And that just keeps me going for the day, because a lot of mornings it's hard to get up and to go to work because I'm scared. I'm doing a lot of journaling as well in the morning meditations. Midday meditations, pretty much any day. Just breathers and writing it out. And the yoga, like, I've been doing more than just that. She offers, she's been doing classes at home, and so many of the studios around here are doing live classes as well. It's really incredible to see how the communities have, like, how everyone is trying to stay connected, and that really helps. And I have a friend that we're working, she's in Toronto, which is halfway across the country, and one day she just sent me a workout she was doing and was like, hey, why don't you do this too? And the solidarity of seeing us both like suffer through the same CrossFit style workout, well, not seeing, but like when I'm doing it, I know that she did it too, has really kept me accountable. And it's nice, like, I check in with her every day. I always send her a picture when I'm done. So just, I have these routines that I have that are almost more stringent than they were before, just to keep myself going. Because I feel like if I stop, I don't really know what's going to happen. Or that's when all the thoughts come in. So, yeah.
So great. Let me summarize it. So you're like, let's say your tips for the listeners are to really find a routine, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe you like yoga and you have like a favorite teacher you want to follow up to do regularly yoga practice, right?
Yeah.
And then you meditate a lot. Do you have any platforms you use? Like you said, Alamos, but is there anything else maybe for free that listeners could catch up with? Do you have anything in mind?
I also had used the Calm app. It's not free, but I believe they have a free trial. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how long it is. Yeah, that's something else that I've used. They have a daily meditation, and they call it the Daily Calm, when it's just 10 minutes. Cool. So that's a nice little way to start the day. I know there's lots more out there, but the studio that I go to here is also offering meditations with their yoga online platform as well.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of free content and practices out there right now because everybody tries to help each other, right? Did I miss anything of my summarize? Do you want to add anything?
I don't think so. Something that I find kind of interesting about this is, not interesting, I was really struggling to practice since training. And it's like I was beating myself up for not going to the studio. I felt I had to go to studios to meet people, to advertise that I was a teacher and all this stuff like that. And I also just did an additional training where I am working at a studio as an adjuster, which has been amazing. And I've loved being able to connect to the studio and students in that way. But it's kind of like not being able to go out has really brought me back to myself. And my practice is a lot deeper than it has been in quite some time because I'm making the time and I'm not guilting myself for not going out. Or even though I had these platforms as well before, like sometimes I'd be like, oh, but I should go to the studio. I have a membership. I paid for it. I should do this. But now like I'm releasing that and it's okay to just do it at home and it feels good. Like I'm learning so much about myself and I'm like, yeah, like I don't want to say I'm grateful, but I am, that at least allowed me to ground.
That's so beautiful. I feel you. I know exactly what you mean. It's like
you have expectations and rules on yourself, and it's nice to just let it go and just do what you need to do, do what you feel like you want to do.
And I think, that's actually the positive side of this crisis, right? Like, I mean, there's always something bad, but at the same time, there's something good about it, and it depends what you want to focus in, right? Even though there are those fears.
Definitely. But something that helps with that is focusing on something that you can control, right? So I can't control a lot of these factors, but like I can control that I'm making time for myself and doing this yoga practice and that sort of thing. Focusing on that is one of the things that's really helping me.
I like that. Really good. Summarize of how to deal with this. So cool. Do you have anything else you want to share?
I don't think so.
Is there any book or any person that inspires you a lot right now and you want to share with the listeners?
Well, being able to practice with somebody, my teacher at home, has been really incredible. Her name is Steph Winters. Stephanie Winters Yoga is her IG. And she just posted one on there as well. She has the ones that I've been doing, I paid for because I feel where I'm still working. I'm trying my best to support those who aren't, even though our government is helping them as well. I just, you know, this is this person's job and I'm getting a service out of it. So I, you know, did what I could there.
Yeah.
I've actually, my next book that I want to read is Becoming by Michelle Obama. And there's a work-long journal with it that I have. So I'm looking to start that like April 1st.
Oh, yay. Cool.
But still working, where I'm still working and things are normal. I haven't,
Yeah. Well, let's see how everything is going, right? But I really like that, I don't know, there are millions, billions of people in the world, they have the same problem right now and everyone is kind of dealing differently with it. And I really like that we have like those three beautiful yogis in our interview and everybody sharing another way of how to deal with it or how to just be with yourself. And yeah, I'm so thankful for our interview.
And thank you for asking me. It's so nice to see you. We can still connect even though we can't see each other.